What do you call a ranger without an animal companion? Lonely on date night. Howdy, and welcome to episode 10 of Sci-Fi Writers Playing Old School D&D. I'm Chris Porteau, author of The Serenity Strain, Ironheart, and your host. Last time, we left the party deep in the bowels of Baldurok, about to be accosted by big ol' horse spiders. So let's jump right back in without delay.
Do we all remember what happened last time?
Yeah, we were being attacked by giant spiders in a cave.
You were about to be attacked by giant spiders.
And then I killed them.
Nick read ahead.
Nick's character, Gonsalvo, got bit by a spider, then turned into a were-spider.
Were-spider.
Bear-spider.
Right. Were-spider. And then, Chris Porteau's character died.
He got spider VD.
No. Yeah, he got some ugly spiderness going on.
It's lonely in the dungeon.
And then Allison's character lost her hand.
Just went ahead and gave up the whole hand.
Finally.
As long as it was the same hand.
And then Christopher Boris DM mentally checked out, so.
For sure.
Yeah, that's what happened, right?
That's the only true part of that whole thing.
Refresh me as to why, okay, I think we're violating the secret passage because we can't get through that door and we can't get through that barrier.
You right. couldn't get through the barrier, yeah, and there was a door.
Yeah.
And you had two keyholes, and you found one key in a forge master's office, but you couldn't find the other key. The hook was empty, so you couldn't open the door. So you found the secret door.
And the reason we are in Baldurok is... Baldurok.
Baldurok.
When you were in Baldurok, Fezus sent you to, or asked you to go to Baldurok to repair a portal, a chaos portal, to align the planes long enough to mount an assault on the Saurian Empire.
Okay, then that's good.
Yeah.
Yada, 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 evil, great evil, yada, 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 kill stuff, take their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. John Frieden's character, his life's character, is going to be used for cannon fodder.
I say if you don't show, your character's not here.
Anju went back down the hole last time.
So. Yeah. I think somehow an interesting thing would be to do, like, in adventures once we get out of dungeons, like, I don't know, like, couldn't we have, like, a bunch, like, just random group of hirelings following us? And then, like, you know, we can just bring in random people to, like, fill a spot that we, like, fill a day or two before. I don't know. I mean, like, I know it's not, like, super continuity, but, like, who cares?
Well,
yeah,
you know, we continuity's never been our strong suit, you know?
Yeah. you've always been our strongest point.
Well, thank you. I just know I'm the point man on all these things because I'm the idea guy. I got to come up with the money making ideas.
Your face in the A team.
There you go.
Okay, so you found the secret door. You worked your way in, and you are traveling in this thin kind of shoulder wide crevice.
Story of my life.
And you were traveling through. You made it to a turn, and you heard chittering.
Made it to a turn.
You looked up, and you saw in the dark depths of the ceiling of the crevice. You saw eyes looking down at you.
I thought we had identified that they were giant spiders. There were webs and things.
We see webs.
Ooh. That's not good. I don't like this, guys. I don't like spiders.
I don't like snakes, and that ain't what it takes to love me.
Oh my.
Okay, so roll initiative.
All right, roll initiative. Roll an initiative.
Oh.
I gotta deal with snakes first.
Critical initiative.
Critical initiative.
Sweet, I rolled a 2. I don't know if you can see that, but I rolled a 2.
Oh, I might be having a good day.
Yeah, you go take care of the spiders. I'll be back here. Yeah, oh, God, it's right behind me.
Don't peek early.
Hold on, I gotta
God.
I got to get them all out here.
It got bigger.
They are large spiders. They take up 10 feet space.
Spiders. Okay. Are these were spiders?
They are not spiders. All right.
Does anyone have, like, a newspaper or...
I'll play my lute.
Oh, yeah, you do that.
I'll soothe the spider.
Hey, so, Barbosa, you rolled the highest.
Yeah. I'm just going to walk up and whack it.
Yeah, well, why don't you take care of the spider first?
Congratulations.
I don't get it.
A self-pleasure joke. Ha ha.
We are 12.
We got it. We got humor in spades. Tell some jokes here, barbarian.
So, you're just out of reach, Barbosa.
What? Well, I'll hold my sword up to the sky, so when it drops down, it'll impale itself. Watch, this will work.
Place your feet.
All right, well then, I'll take a defensive position and defer my initiative until they get close.
Behind the bard.
All right, Gonsalvo da Silva.
Am I in range to attack? I draw my buckler and my flaming sword.
You are not in range to attack yet. Why?
Does my flaming sword illuminate anything? Or
it illuminates you. You see 5 of these horse-sized spiders.
Horse-sized? What the hell?
From the heights of the crevice.
Okay. Inwardly, I shudder and utter, "Nope."
Throw your sword at it.
I will. So there's one behind. Are they all above us, or is this how
they're descending? In your location, they are not above you. They're like on the map. They're to the right, or they're behind Farson. One behind Farson, 3 behind Barbosa.
We need 3 in front of Barbosa because we need to go that way.
Right.
I will ask. I'll shout an order because I'm that kind of guy who thinks he's in charge all the time. I'll say to Barbosa, "You clear the front for us, and I'll take care of the rear." Meaning, I'll go help Farson take out that spider behind us.
Yeah.
So that we can all fight forward and move forward.
Okay.
Yeah,
so I can move to here.
That sounds like a plan.
And I would say to Barbosa, "You clear the way."
Yeah, I'll do that.
Excuse me, OOC moment. We have a dwarf here. Who's controlling the dwarf?
I am.
Oh. Who? What? whatever. Very confused here.
Okay, so Gonsalvo moved. So,
issues orders and moves.
It is now large spider's turns.
Oh. The horse spider's got initiative.
Hey, DM, way to name those creatures.
Yeah. Quickly, give them a spidery name.
Spidery name.
Tickler.
It's going to take. How long do I have? 2 hours?
The Shelobum.
But that's kind of.
I think that's kind of.
The Shelobim.
How about we just attack?
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, don't waste our time here.
What with your creativity?
It's precious.
I said were spiders. That sounds cooler than anything else you guys have come up with. So again, thank you for
it. I just want to say thank you. Thank you for crushing 12-year-old me like my dad did.
Thanks. I need Bob, Larry, and Charlie. Now let's kill them.
All right. So what is your armor class, Forbes?
Why would you ask?
Yeah.
You should have gotten in front of him.
Let's see. Armor class.
And... What's an armor class? Please say what's an armor class.
I know what armor class is.
Pretty classy. 15.
15. Jerks.
15.
My armor class is Trump.
The spider descends.
I'm going to
Teflon armor.
The spider descends and like kind of snaps in for a bite and does not hit you. Barbosa.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is your armor class?
17. Fierce.
Does that hit?
No.
What did you say your armor class was?
17.
Okay, hit. 23.
Oh! I got out of the way of that one.
What up?
Did he use his pinchers, or was it like one of those hairy legs?
No, he's going in for a bite.
Oh, come on.
Kind of pushed his pushed your sword away with his legs and came in for a bite.
Thought that would have worked.
8 points of damage.
Yikes. Roll
a fortitude save.
Oh, all right. Let me go down to my fortitude area.
Wait, hold on real quick. There might be something I can do to help you. No. You need to
keep that one on. Quick play there for me.
Is it a saving throw against fear effects?
It is a saving throw against poison.
Well, I can't do anything.
I got an 11.
Alrighty. So, let's see here. Okay, you feel you get a pretty vicious bite in your shoulder as it pushes your sword away.
Like it pushed your sword away and you got a vicious bite.
I mean, did it hurt my clothes or?
It hurts your skin. You've got a little fire burning in your.
Oh, he's got the spider poison.
That's all right. All right, dwarf, get up here.
You lose 6 points of strength.
That'll leave me temporarily. With, like, 20 strength.
I didn't have to say temporarily.
Come on, dwarf.
I'm waiting my turn.
It is now Miramon's turn.
I'm going to go ahead and shoot at the one in front of Barbosa.
What are you shooting?
Yeah, don't hit me in the back, all right?
She's shooting to thrill.
My longbow.
Ah, good old hack and slash. Oh, or maybe
but
not.
But I do get to shoot twice.
Okay. I wish.
That's a little better.
Well, you get eight to shoot twice, too.
You, your arrows go flying off. And, kind of, you see some webs in the distance ripple as they fly.
Okay. She doesn't have any agility bonuses or anything to augment those d20s?
I hope she does.
I don't think it would be enough.
Oh. Yeah, the 12 kind of might 14, be enough.
So you could on the second.
12 might be enough. Security. What's your dex modifier? Looking. Plus 3?
Yeah. How much do you bench?
Oh, 99 pounds
on the wall.
He's got an 8.
My guess is she'll hit. What's the dex modifier?
8 is great.
My dex is 18. I'm not.
Yeah, that's like a plus 4 dex.
Plus 4, you're right. Plus 4.
Plus 4.
So she hits on the second. So one flies off and ripples the webs. The other sinks into its thorax. Roll the hit.
Right in the thorax.
Oh, Cyril. Oh,
he's going to feel that in the morning.
Oh!
One.
That's Miriam. Who the hell's Miriam?
I do have a plus.
I think that was Mrs. Cunningham's name. On Happy Days.
Plus it? One for ranged and damage.
So six?
Yeah, it should be six.
Plus you have that flaming arrow thing.
Are you shooting flaming arrows or regular arrows?
Flaming. I've got flaming, poison, and silver. I would use flaming.
Okay. Do you do, how does your flaming work?
My magic quiver provides me 3 different types of arrows, so it's like
you gotta know what that flaming arrow does.
It should do
instant kill, I think.
Should do instant kill, I'm pretty sure. DM. It does 1d6 flaming damage if it's like my flaming sword.
Okay, so roll a d6 and you'll add that as flaming, specific flaming damage to the other damage.
You guys aren't drunk already, right? This isn't like no, another snow thing. Like, you can be drunk at 8 o'clock in the morning because it's a snow day.
There you go.
Every day is a snow day in the Forbes household.
All right. So six regular damage, five flaming damage.
All right, so it's on fire. Webs are burning.
Oh!
And by snow, Forbes means
that spider is on fire. Right, the one right next to Barbosa.
Is it doing that spider scream?
Awesome. It's screaming.
Oh, that's awesome.
I gotta think it's gonna run away, right? I mean, it's a spider.
It's working on it. It's, yeah,
run into the other spiders.
Farson.
Yeah, that.
Farson Wind Hook.
All right, so this bitch is on fire, right?
The one down the
hallway from you is on fire.
Yeah. See that representation of figures and spiders in front of you? That's called the map.
I'll go after the spider.
That gay-looking one with the guitar, that's you. Hey, there's nothing wrong.
I just play really cool tunes, and I'm comfortable with myself. Back at
you. Yeah, it shouldn't be an insult that I called you gay.
Yeah, so in your face. All right, can I actually speak without listening to your trivialities here, Nick?
What are you doing, Carson?
Oh, well, I'm going to tell you, Dungeon Master. I'm going to use my light crossbow.
Okay.
All right.
Roll the hit.
This should be interesting.
Damn it. All right, roll on the hit with my crossbow.
Are you drunk?
No promises.
That's not a roll to hit. That's damage.
I'm not surprised.
All right, so fine. Use it as a damage then.
Okay, so roll.
Roll a d20 first.
Oh, for God's sakes, here.
Where's Farson?
I don't know if it's that you're drunk or you're from Chicago.
Oh,
my gosh. You're from Chicago.
Holy! 998?
This explains everything.
You get a plus 3 to hit.
No, that's how people vote in Chicago. They just throw all the dice.
Plus 3.
He hits with an 18.
18, you hit. So roll your damage. Oh, well, you already rolled your damage.
Yeah, it's 4.
7, right?
Yeah,
7.
But in Chicago, though, it'd be 1,800.
Hey, Chicago, we don't mess around here, all right?
Because all my dead friends got to roll dice.
Dead friends get to roll dice, and it's the Chicago way. You guys seen Untouchables, right? He brings a knife, you bring a gun, you know?
He brings a 6-sider, you bring an 8-sider. I know.
Yeah.
He brings himself, you bring 20 friends, you know?
I thought Renee Zellweger was really good in that.
He's a travesty.
Your crossbow bolt clips off a leg at the second joint, and it goes flying, and the spider's screaming, but it's not flailing.
Gotta hurt.
Thorson Hammerfist.
All right, I'm going to... how bad are you off, Barbosa?
I mean, I feel a little weak. Like, kind of like I had a little too much to drink. But, I think I can hang a little bit longer.
Suddenly the dwarf did a medical examination. Tell me, you feel like any malaise?
Turn your head and cough.
Yeah, well, you try that every time, and it's starting
to... The dwarf is snapping on a rubber glove.
I feel depressed.
Spider's in front of me, and a dwarf's hand up my butt.
Nick's keeping it with a classy humor right now.
You thought it was going to be a bad day. All right, I'm gonna fire my crossbow at the one that Farson was shooting at.
Oh!
So let's test the macro I just made and see if it works.
Oh.
You're so Charlie Brown.
It didn't work. It didn't work, so let me do it the other way.
It announced what you were going to do, but didn't do it.
Right, exactly. All right, let's try that. Okay, it's 15 hits.
15 hits.
Don't believe the 5.6.
And 1d8 damage. So I do 3 damage.
240.
All right, it's got a crossbow sticking, missing a leg. Halfway.
Sticking out of its what now?
A crossbow bolt sticking out of one of its eyes.
No.
Now, Barbosa and Gonsalvo held their initiative.
Yeah.
Is that
so we can attack now that they come into range.
Those first, the two closest to you all definitely are within range.
Okay.
Then I'm going to... well, Barbos has to go first.
Yeah, I get to go first.
Yikes.
Well, didn't I kill that first one?
Man, guy rates it
right. No, it's still alive. It's just a screaming ear piercing.
Screaming and fire. Oh. Now, does it take ongoing damage, or was that just an initial fire damage?
I don't believe hers takes ongoing damage.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I'd like to point out that Jay Sandsbach wrote a great book, Till Death, and then got all uppity about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the first.
I mean, oh, yeah.
Yeah, who does Jason, you know, think he is?
Apparently.
He thinks he's Nick Cole. I mean, what the hell's up with that?
Come on now.
He thinks he's what Nick Cole's mom thinks of Nick Cole. No one else thinks that.
Oh, that's just like setting yourself on fire and then jumping on the guy and giving him a hug.
No, I've actually reached that point. Nick Cole's mom has told me that she likes me more than her own son.
My parents were those parents. They were always like, why can't you be like this kid and mom? Because that kid's a sociopath.
Alleged sociopath.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
there was nothing proven in court.
Never proven in court of law.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
So I hit, but I'm so weak it only does 4 damage.
4 damage. Okay.
Oh, with your great axe. Or both the attacks with a great axe.
In typical paladin-esque fashion, I will declare... that this hellspawn die.
Okay.
Declare.
You okay?
Yeah.
And then he listens.
And then I'm gonna roll this dice. And that's a hit, my friend.
That's abnormal.
That's a hit. And then I'm gonna do damage because it's a flaming sword. And then that's plus.
In the last month.
That's plus 4.
So it's 5.
That's a 5. But what? Then, because there's a d6.
Right.
Don't believe the 5.6.
Gosh, plus 1. So there's plus 6 1. Points of damage to this hellspawn.
I thought you were going to get new dice.
2?
They were doing all right there. You wore them out quick.
Yeah. I got a 26 finally. I've stopped rolling 1s and 2s. But I haven't had to climb anything yet, so wait till that happens.
There's that to look forward to.
The DM's all, the plot requires that you climb. Well, I'm out of luck.
Right, that large spider is barely living. It's tore up. It's got a crossbow bolt in its eye. It's missing part of one of its legs. It's got a big slice down the side of it now, and it's bleeding. Okay,
he's back on the menu, boys.
Back to initiative, Barbosa. It is your turn again.
Yeah, well, I'll attack again.
All right, well, good job.
Yeah, do something proper here. Come on.
I'm going to... Yeah.
Yeah, we're all way down you.
Well, my attack macro has like 15 options as I go through it.
Well, great.
But one of those options is enthrall self.
Yeah, which is nice.
Praise self. 20!
8 damage that time.
8 damage. Okay, you cleave it in two.
Choing!
Two pieces of spider.
Did it put out the fire too?
It's still.
Buffy. And it turns into a very small horse.
Lax.
Yeah. These are were horse spiders.
It stinks. Burning spider hair.
Oh, it smells like the dwarf.
Ah, you smell like ass, buddy. You smell like spider ass.
Never have I seen someone say spider ass with such relish.
Spider ass with relish is not bad.
It's like tuna salad, right?
Okay. Nothing can erase the taste of In-N-Out Burger from my mouth last night. Not even spider ass relish.
Okay.
My mom used to make that. She'd put it up every winter.
We should do a thing where like we just like write down quotes, and I think that's a good one. You know?
Spider ass. Nothing can erase the taste of spider ass. I don't think I can say that, actually. Spider ass relish.
I think that was my first high school band. Spider ass with relish.
Gonsalvo, there is a spider looking worse for wear, needing some finishing.
Finish it.
Then, okay. River Phoenix, or whatever. What was his brother's name?
Joaquin?
Joaquin Phoenix, the Emperor and Gladiator.
Oh.
Does a 14 hit?
14 just hits.
Okay, then there will be a D8. Cancel. There will be a D8 plus 4 coming. Oh my gosh, so that's 5, and then... hey! 11 damage.
11 damage. You hack into it, get out some of your anger, and it's...
I have no anger. I'm a paladin.
Oh, you got anger. You got
anger. Holy anger. Holy anger.
You got a lot of issues, pal. Okay, I've been watching you for a while. You got a lot of stuff going on under the surface, a lot of things bubbling up. Yeah, great. We got the werespider done, but how about your psych? What's fixed your psych?
One spider not moving by Gonsalvo and Forsen. There's a spider on fire and split in two by Osen. There are still two.
I imagine these spiders are regretting their decision to make a meal of us.
They're probably.
What I say is what I say.
Trump.
And they are going to attack.
I think what I enjoy about Trump, and I could not be
wait.
Let me put this out.
Do I get an attack of opportunity on the one in the back?
You do get an attack of opportunity.
I'm taking it.
You're a spider sandwich, pal. You have no clue what's going on.
I'm excited. I've been waiting for this attack of opportunity.
Spider sandwich was something Forbes tried to order in Tokyo and thought he was going to get something completely different.
Exactly.
Bam.
Oh, look at that. Okay, you as the spider, you know, on the wall works its way down towards you, climbs down, gets ready for a battle, you clip it hard as it passes by and just sever it in two.
Hey, Jason, are you accounting for your strength loss with
those
rolls?
Yeah, it's a minus 6. That's with a minus 6 strength.
Holy gosh.
Bull.
All right.
I detect a bro bicep flex coming on.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to brush that off as you go quick and easy.
Yeah, and I don't even feel good, guys. I feel hungover.
You're doing great.
You're doing great, even though you've been infected with spider syphilis.
That makes two of us.
What's your armor class, Jason?
17.
It's an ugly robot. But
okay, so...
Oops. Goddamn oops.
Eleven points of damage. Spider bites you 4.
And then another fortitude check.
And another fortitude check.
Forbes' wife should be here, and she should just do all our math with her
19
math brain.
She should be here doing this stuff. But right now, she's in the other room, probably just shaking her head, because she just hears her husband screaming into a computer.
This spider didn't seem to affect you like the first. Maybe you have built up a little tolerance that quickly.
Yeah, I feel pretty good, actually.
I feel great.
Bleeding everywhere, but you're not poisoned as much.
I mean,
barbarians should have this thing where they can drink the blood of any enemy they've slain, and then they're immune to it. That would be like a great...
It doesn't work that way.
Hey, there's a physics behind that, so yeah.
Mirama.
I am going to shoot at the one that's still alive in front of Barbossa.
Right. Yeah, don't miss.
Yeah, don't shoot at the dead one.
Yeah, he's three-fingered nothing.
I think those are hits.
14 and 15.
Yeah, those are both hits.
Oh, good, with your lack of fingers.
5 and a 5.
Good thing you're not American.
That includes, I used the macro this time.
Oh, so it includes fire?
Yeah. Oh. Well.
No, it can't include
fire. Yeah, it does. It has plus 4.
You get an additional roll per
roll.
Plus 4 is her bonus.
Oh, you get a D6 of plus fire. You get another D6.
Yeah, you get another D6 for each of those rolls.
Okay.
You suck!
Did you play D&D during your nerd weekend, Chris Porteau?
No, we played board games.
Oh, you guys didn't. You guys didn't play D&D?
Into.
Nah.
Yeah. Have you seen the new Temple of Elemental Evil board game?
No.
It looks pretty cool.
Cool.
Wait, what is it again?
There's a famous D&D module called Temple of Elemental Evil, and they've turned it into a board game.
It was a video game before that. A PC game before that.
No. It was the Temple of Elemental Evil is almost like 1979.
Yeah,
like,
no, but then they made a Wizards of the Coast or whatever made it into a computer game.
Yes. Yeah.
What the hell?
Okay, so she did 15 damage.
Yeah, I was doing math. That's a lot of math.
15 damage.
Yeah, we need Junka.
5 plus 5 plus 3 plus 2.
Well, I had that part. I had to minus it. That was the hard part.
240.
It's on fire, arrows in it, and it's scurrying up back into the crevice.
Two? Maybe four?
So now that I've saved you all, we can move on.
Hey, if it's moving back, I get another attack of opportunity.
Go for it. Finish it off.
The bloodlust. It's equivalent to Black Friday.
I'm feeling like my old self. Yeah. Taking on the whole empire leave myself.
It. Hey, everybody, there's a sale at Walmart on spiders.
Hey, look at that.
Six more damage.
It? Yeah, I think it's dead.
It's dead. You jump in midair and cleave it in two with your greatsword.
I'm glad you took it out. The last thing we want is a spider in our rear.
Sprider in our rear?
Sprider in our rear.
So then I land. Did you guys see that?
Oh, Rectum damn near killed him.
I will high five the bro.
Yeah, come on over, bro.
Brobarian.
Why don't you bros go ahead and hug?
Hey, let's do a high five where you also lay hands, because I'm feeling a little woozy.
Whoa.
I roll a 21 for my
Hey, get
high
your
five.
Get your own cavern.
And yes, I will lay hands on, and I can lay hands on for 8 points of damage healed.
Yes. As a high five, which is...
As a high five.
Super cool.
No, it's not.
You know what? You're just jealous.
Shut up!
Well-timed.
You're just jealous because the paladin and I, we've got something.
And it's well-timed. It's good, Forbes.
Yes.
When used constantly.
So, Dwarf, I feel like I'm only as strong as you right now.
Oh. Well, you must be near, you must be, no, not really. If you've lost strength, there's nothing I can do about that.
Does that have the impression we're like going to an intestine?
Yeah. Like, can't you give me like, I don't know, like a shot?
Oh, I'll give you a shot, but it's not going to help your strength any.
Is there a, you know, I know everybody gets on me for being treasure hungry, but that is a weakness that my character has. Is there treasure up there?
There is no treasure
inside the spiders.
The spiders have two coins.
Yeah, it's not WoW. They don't drop coins and pieces of armor.
Okay.
No, there is no treasure on these spiders.
What about their nest up above?
You can work your way through the nest and cocoons, and you really don't find anything. Everything's so destroyed, and there's nothing. So
these spiders were jerks.
Yeah. Okay, so this was a secret passage, so there wasn't many who went through.
Okay,
hey,
Groovy.
Hey, I'm talking here.
Are
can
you?
I, can I keep a fang? Can I keep a fang?
Can
keep I
keep a spider fang?
Yeah.
What's a spider fang?
You can keep
a fang. Spider fang.
Is it yours? Pick a spider and take a fang.
All right, the one that was right next to me, I'm going to take a fang with me. Right,
wait, make him roll, and if he gets a critical failure, it stabs him.
That's crap.
I would like to continue on down the cavern with my flaming sword out and explore the rest of this.
Okay, before we do that, DM, the barbarian strength loss, does it seem to be permanent? Does it seem to be winnowing down?
He said it was temporary.
Okay, it is.
It's right. Temporary, but it's not. Nothing has changed yet.
Okay, it takes some
time. He's still very weak.
I can't do anything for you.
Carry me.
Yeah, no.
Do I get my spider fang?
Yes, you get your spider fang.
Thank you. All right, I got a souvenir. We'll go.
I'll take the lead since the barbarian is enweakled.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, you do that. Whatever, pal.
Okay, so we're moving down the cavern.
Talk about something important while I fix the map.
I was going to say, do you ever see these, like, I mean, you know, since we started playing, I've joined all the D&D groups on Facebook, and you'll read like these stories of these horror stories of people playing Dungeons and Dragons with other people. But like, I read this one where this guy was playing with this player who cheats, and everybody knows the guy cheats, and he's literally asking a question like, what do I do? And I just, it's weird the amount of the people that would do that. I just thought that was interesting. Did anybody read that story?
I didn't see that.
I didn't. So he was asking what to do about a guy that cheats?
Yeah, the guy won't show anybody dice rolls. He always gets a 20. He's blah, blah, blah. And I thought, like,
Is this like a, like, is it a physical game? Or is it
I think it would be a physical game.
Yeah, probably
and
physical.
Somehow he's like, you know.
But you got like loaded Dungeons and Dragons dice? You got like loaded 20 die?
I'm sure you can do it, yeah. Or you sort of, because of the chaos of game management when you're at a live table, it's fairly easy to hack your rolls in front of people, I would imagine. Like, you know, like, oh, I wasn't really rolling, or like, wait till the DM's attention is absorbed and the DM's just trying to manage everybody. And you're like, see, I rolled a 20. You know, but like...
Well, when you just like let the guy go because he feels so sorry for him because he's cheating at Dungeons and Dragons of all games?
I guess that was what I was... inarticulately, like, that was what I was trying to sum up is, how sad are you when you have to cheat at Dungeons and Dragons?
Right.
My special ability is I'm a cheater. You know, yeah. It's just like, yeah, this is his character, you know?
I think that would just be such an awesome movie to make 20 years from now with a really old... Matt Damon, who was like a D&D like grifter, you know, sort of like a Big Town with Tommy Lee Jones, you know, about dice rolling, but like how to cheat at D&D.
Yeah, it's like Rounders, but it's like with Dungeons and Dragons.
Right, exactly.
You know, you get Edward Norton in there, John Malkovich, they're all playing D&D.
Yeah, but don't wait 20 years. Let's get working on that now.
Yeah.
Have we absorbed enough time, DM?
Yes.
Okay.
So we're still traveling through the stone intestine?
Okay, so, no, you're traveling down the crevice.
The stone colon.
Gonsalvo has a tour before him. You're taking your, you know, you're looking out and looking in every shadow.
That's me. I'm a shadow looker. There seems to be some rubble in front of me.
This is where Chris Light was going to play, but I just talked to him on Facebook, and I don't think he's going to make it.
Oh well. So this was his entrance.
So we're gonna put it in regardless, and we're gonna take advantage of the gameplay here.
All right, Groovy. So,
he can tell you on Facebook when he can't make it to the actual freaking game.
He just
hey Chris, like, lighten up, pal. Get some scheduling going.
Take it easy. Let's see if I can show. I'm trying to show you a handout right now.
I've got a handout. I've got two out.
I don't believe in handouts. I think people should work.
All right, you should see this in your handout.
Through the pungent remains of oversized arachnids, you see a large cocoon suspended between the crevice walls. There is no way around. Thick web strands support its weight, silver twine stretching down from the inky blackness far overhead.
So we got to cut our way through.
There's a cocoon hanging in your way.
Aha! Is there something in it? Treasure, perhaps? The paladin wonders.
Stick a sword in.
You can stick a sword in. I'm going to back up like 20 feet.
Cocoon, huh? I saw that movie. Slice it open.
Hope a bunch of baby spiders don't come out.
There's an old guy in the cocoon.
I'm going to jump in that pool and get my strength back.
I'm going to take out my dagger and cut the cocoon open.
You can roll
carefully.
Roll 20 with a dexterity modifier, you say.
Yes. I'm going to back up slowly.
Shouldn't you step on it? It's like baby spiders.
I love that when the DM ever says, like, roll this, suddenly everybody becomes the most cautious person. But they love to watch Game of Thrones.
The oversized arachnids around us. This does not sound good, guys.
Oh, I would.
Nothing sounds good. This is dangerous.
Light it on fire. Light it on fire.
No, there could be something.
Let's see. No. You say roll a 20 with a dex modifier. Gold my dex is plus 2.
So
what you're saying is a d20 plus 2.
That's what I'm saying.
What I'm saying is 19.
Nice.
Kind of open each nimbly, and unleash what?
You nimbly saw your way through the cocoon.
Nimbly.
You cut open the cocoon, peeling its cracking flesh away. Your sense of smell is assaulted by a disgusting odor. Inside, you see a sickly, thin human. He appears to be dead.
Congratulations!
See, so you could have lit it on fire.
He's got treasure on him.
Yeah. Appears to be dead or is dead.
Yeah.
Do you not have a doctor on hand to check a pulse?
I have medical skills because a paladin.
Here I am!
Come on, Dr. Dwarf.
Also. And I've taken healing. I have actually plus 3 at healing. So
between the two of you and the dwarf pushing your hands away while he's inspecting the body.
Yikes. Dwarf small hands smells like cabbage.
You come to the conclusion that the body is dead.
The body is dead.
The body is long dead.
And for the record, my healing is plus 10.
Can we tell we know the world and blah, 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 and we all come from the West, does this seem to be anyone of a certain type, or is there any identifying?
It's definitely a human, no pointy ears, size, everything.
He's not bulking.
It was a human.
Tools of the trade?
Maybe you could figure that it's a possibly a warrior, a fighter, something from that kind of realm.
He wasn't too much of a warrior, though, if he got into this situation. Am I right, boys?
No, that's what I'm saying.
All right, we'll loot the body.
Body. Roll a D100. Roll percentile.
Oh, he could be a time bomb.
Who could it be? I'm a time bomb.
So if he was a werewolf, he gets a proper burial, but this guy gets looted.
Everybody gets looted at first.
Thousand logic, hashtag.
71.
71. Meanwhile, the DM consults his list of treasure.
Silence.
Kapoya! Kapoya!
So did any of you guys try that spider blood?
Okay, roll a percentile again.
Rolling percentile.
Now we look down the left side of the...
9. 900? 9.
You find 2 pennies. You check him out, you check through his armor, you check through his kit, and you find a fine jeweled-handled dagger.
Sweet!
Of very fine quality. It's very craftsmanship.
Hey, it looks good. I'll take that.
Masterwork?
It is a plus one.
It is a plus one dagger. All right. We'll, unless anybody think, I think you have a dagger, Forbes, don't you?
Yeah, maybe I need another one.
I don't think he has a plus one.
Maintain your own business?
I always notice, though, that Mirima doesn't have any hand-to-hand weapons, right?
I don't usually...
Yeah, but there might come a time when you... But do you have something at least?
I thought I had a dagger, but maybe...
Yeah. Hey, Billy, just take a freaking dagger. Shut up. Let's move on.
Make sure it's a left-handed dagger.
Forbes, what's your dagger? What dagger?
My dagger's incredible.
What is it? Like, is it just a dagger?
I have a dagger, and I got like another dagger. You got a problem with that?
Yeah, I have a dagger.
Okay. Oh my god. Yeah. Can we say dagger again?
I have a dagger.
Does anyone have any dibs on this dagger?
I already got dibs. I already said it.
Okay, so you want to take this dagger as your loot, but the next loot that comes along that's random, we got to give it to someone else.
Oh, well, you know what? When we get to that bridge, we'll cross it, okay?
There's a crossbow out there, too, that nobody really cleaned. Nick has it, but...
I'll take the crossbow.
What do you think you won't take?
I got Spider Fang. I'm building a collection here.
Yeah. I'll give the dagger to Mirima, and I'll give the crossbow to Forbes.
There you go.
All right. Fair enough.
The audience says, thank God. Let's move on.
Congratulations.
Well, we can't all get that shiny dwarf armor that you just got.
That's true.
Yeah.
Nice person.
Yeah. Yeah, you're keeping it really clean in these fights, huh?
Do you want to tell them the stats for their weapons? Is this one's a plus one, and what's the crossbow? Plus one.
Plus one dagger, and the crossbow, we shall figure out.
Okay. So, when it's a plus one, you add plus one to your hit, and plus one to your damage. Forbes
has a...
Forbes has a crossbow.
Forbes has a fancy crossbow in
his hand. No one knows what it does.
Oh, we don't know what it does yet.
It's probably cursed.
All his daggers away.
Yeah, he'll die eventually, and we'll just loot his body and find out. So,
thank you. Yeah,
I can drag it now.
Well, as soon as Michael Bunker gets a good internet connection, you're probably dead.
Oh, well, what is he going to do the whole time? Right, he's just going to attack people with his plow? No, he's not going to do crap.
Well, but you didn't hear the first part of that. What is the likelihood that's going to happen anytime soon?
None. Well, as soon as this kid goes away to college, he'll have no one to peddle.
Zinging the off grid. Ha ha. Okay.
All right, let's go around the corner. Yeah.
All right, so you're working around the corner, and you...
Elf, why don't you go first? You got
eyes. To be astonished!
I could look over his shoulder.
Ooh, the elf's on top.
Make your way towards...
Hey, what the hell? You get out of my... Don't barge into me, dwarf.
Through the crevice, you part your way through the webs, through the spiders, through the cocoon. You work your way towards a wall that is penetrable. You just have to finagle your way through it.
We've got to finagle the bagel here, right?
Tight areas, wide areas. You have to work your way through the natural rock to get out.
Okay, so we do that.
And...
All
right. Game over.
You didn't check for traps first.
The whole party's dead.
I mean, I'm over here.
Did I mention that I was over here?
Okay, so you make your way out into a chamber. It's a larger area of unworked cave. You see mining carts, dwarven remains sitting against the wall.
Do you mean in this area here where we are now?
In this area where you have...
Yeah. So for the listeners at home, there's a giant north-south passage that we've entered into. And it seems that there are dwarven carts and mining implements. So we're probably in the mines, right?
You are in the mines.
Sweet. Oh, that does not sound good. I don't want to be in the mines. Hey, the full arch!
Be sure and look up.
Okay, let me read this. Two massive sealed iron doors occupy
No, read it dramatically, like you're Gandalf.
I'm reading it dramatically. Shut up, Nick.
Not like you're like a boy going through puberty.
That's my whole life. Shut up. Two massive sealed iron doors occupy one end of this dim, natural cavern turned mine entrance.
Frodo.
Ornate details adorn the surfaces, telltale signs of superior craftsmanship from a time long forgotten. A loud rumble continually...
If the Muppets ever remake
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings, you're in, buddy.
A loud rumble continually emanates from inside the doors.
I understand that you're building a nice $2.5 billion car factory in Mexico.
Okay, so you were in front of these doors. They stretch higher than you can even reach, and there doesn't seem to be a way in through these doors.
Right. Does anybody know the word for friend in Elvish?
But we have a key, right?
You have a key that you tied in the other doors. There are no keyholes in this door.
But we can go south.
You can go south.
Have we
look around for any kind of latch or...
Yeah, there's probably something here, guys. Come on, we'll take a moment.
Roll a knowledge... Engineering check.
I can do that.
At least the knowledge.
Let me get rid of your.
I can do that.
Do it. Knowledge.
Bot check.
Do that. 16. Sorry, it was only due to the GM. 16 dungeoneering.
22.
Dungeoneering?
The three of you put your heads together. You look all over the door, and you can't find a way in.
Well, that was a waste of a 19.
I just spotted something worth 24.
Did any of you touch the door?
No.
I'm not going to touch the door. Can I do my knowledge of dungeoneering?
I'm going to ask a question.
I'll be honest and say that I was about to push on the door.
Hey, wait. I just rolled an 18 on knowledge of dungeoneering. Anyone want to pay attention?
You also, you sat in the corner and kind of watched, and then you touched here and there and nothing. Nothing has a way in.
Oh, this is crap.
I'm going to push on the door.
You push on the door. The second Gonsalvo lays a hand on the door. You feel, you pull your hand back. There's a searing hot sensation.
You pull a stump back.
There's no, like, radiation coming off of it. No, like, radiation of heat. No radiating. Nothing. And no visible way. You don't feel it. An inch away from the door, but the second you touched it, you felt searing heat.
It's like plus does four it, rads.
Does it set off my detection of evil in any way, shape, or form?
No evil.
Then I'm going to relate this to the rest of the party. And
Yeah, I already saw you just wrench your hand back. Okay, I guess it's not good. All right.
Then I guess we'll need to go south.
Is that... Are you being a leader?
If you have to ask.
Not like the manual that I read at the airport Hilton said I should be. But... Then I think we must find another way in. This is not the way. So
why do you say that? No. Wait a second. Hold on. Hold your horses here. Let's figure this out. It's a door. It's a weird door. Mm-hmm. It burns you when it touches it. Okay. Let's just take a moment here. You're always rushing off, and we're always getting the crap.
Hey, what if you grab that corpse and push it against the door until the door opens?
Hmm. Yeah, thank you. Okay, let's go with the barbarian's idea. Let's use corpses to bang open a door.
Well, there's some mining implements around here.
Don't you hear the fire safety thing of like when the door's hot, you don't open it?
Oh, shut up.
That's true.
Why don't you push on it, Elf?
Can we determine? Okay, so I would say to the dwarf, I would say, I don't have never lived in mines, but why would you have this kind of chamber in this fashion with a door like that? Like, what would be the purpose of this in other dwarven dwellings?
We're trying to guard something on the other side. It sounds like it's kind of hot.
Yeah. Is it to not, like, how about this? Can we tell if these doors open outward or inward?
They open outward.
Ha. Huh. See, my feeling is, like, what if this is some kind of, like, you open it and hot lava comes out?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What?
Or a big rolling ball.
Or a big rolling ball.
Back in the cave.
All right.
Exactly.
You know, whatever, guys. I'm just disappointed.
All right, let's leave it for now. We got another path we can explore that doesn't feel hot.
Using our DMs wanting us to go a certain way, intuition, DMs, do we know which way we should go? Does that seem like the logical conclusion?
Yeah.
Yes, we know which way to go.
Okay, so we will go south.
Okay. So do I still feel weak?
You are still weak.
Someone want to push me in one of these carts?
No, I'll push you in the cart. That's funny. All right, get your ass in the cart.
What are you doing with your mic?
Who's rubbing Velcro on their mic?
What? Who the hell is making love to the mic?
We don't know.
And I'd like to point out, making love badly. Who? Nobody?
Prepare to be astonished!
You're working your way deeper into the mines.
Are you comfortable in your minecart, Barbarian?
I mean, it's better than walking.
Alright, that's fine. Hey, look at me.
I think the Barbarian should read this. I like his dramatic voice.
Right. Read it as the Barbarian?
Yeah!
Okay, sure.
Of course.
He can't read.
That was short.
As you progress deeper into the mines, you notice the ground becoming slick, wet. Humidity hangs cold and heavy in the air, leaving a taste of unworked ore in your mouth. Seeping trails of water from the ceiling work their way down the rock surface to collect on the ground. The further you go, the deeper the pooling water appears. The water's surface ripples away from you, moving as if a weak current is coaxing it along.
See, Forbes? Do you see how it's done?
I can't read.
Okay. So we have at one end, we have heat, and at the other end, we have cold.
The other end, it's cold, and
by the way,
water's about ankle deep. And
Barbarian, I was cool with pushing the cart, but now it's like there's water. It's getting hard. You hop your ass out. Come on, pal.
I see a
hop
skeleton.
Out like you're still going to push the cart empty. You just don't want me in it.
Get off the cart. I'll collect some things.
I'm going to search this area like there's a skeleton here. Anything, any clues, anything?
Okay, roll a D100.
D100 and you.
Don't roll one.
Might as well have. 21.
21.
When you, you dig through, you check everything out, and there's nothing abnormal, nothing amazing to be found.
Okay. Then I guess we move down to the arch and check that hallway.
Your dwarf has the best sight, so who's going first.
I'll go first.
Looking left, making sure.
Always look left or right before you cross into the hallway.
Oh, yeah, there's something to the left. Sorry. All right, so I'll look down. I'll come out here and look to the to my left, to the characters. Yeah.
Okay, you see passages extending. A wider passage to your right and a narrower passage to the left.
Wider passages.
I think that wider passage probably leads back to, guessing, maybe, where we came from. The barrier one we couldn't get through.
I mean, we're going to have to explore both of them eventually. Let's just pick one.
Let's go to the right, then.
Yeah.
All right, we'll go to the right. Fine.
Who's right?
I'm still pushing my cart, by the way.
You are such a hobo.
Well, because I'm going to collect some things. Come on, you guys. Are we not in it for the money? I mean, I don't know what you guys are here for, but I'm going to collect some crap.
I'm in it for the killing.
I'm in it for the obstruction of evil.
I'm in it to vanquish evil.
It's
yes.
A funny way to say elf.
Got a nice dagger, barbarian. I bet it'll castrate well.
You keep asking to get close, and I'm not going to let you.
Okay, so DM, is that another door across the passageway, or
these are not doors? These are like, imagine yourself in a mine. You know, you've got these timbers holding up the passage ahead of you, keeping it from falling, caving in,
keeping it real.
No, that's, but I'm talking about the one on the left, the stony one that we just are in front of here now.
Right, there's one in front of you and there's one further. That's just
It's just support.
Just for show, it's support from the mine.
Okay.
You come across the crossroads ahead of you.
The DM was being autistic.
I was.
So we will kind of approach the crossroads area, looking, listening, searching, smelling, sniffing, tasting.
Good God.
I'm stepping back when he says tasting.
Tastes like chicken. Eats like snake.
All right.
Worst day of my life.
Forbes, are you going to use your new crossbow next time we get into combat?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, all you see is the same thing you've seen this whole time. You're about up to
right. What the hell?
Mid-calf deep in water. You see a mining cart crushed against the wall here and there, and you see dwarf remains.
Crushed?
Crushed cart.
Like crushed from a great weight to great force, crushed by time. Crushed like, by the emotional.
Fallen
absence
apart.
Of a father? What?
Nick,
like,
come on.
Time.
Crushed by time, not by
time's
weight.
Time's always the enemy.
Yeah. Yes.
Time's always the enemy in these dwarf caverns. I understand that. I don't know.
Nick, I'm beginning to wonder if you have daddy issues.
he keeps bringing up a lot of stuff here. We just rolling past.
So I think the obvious choice with the way the map is laid out is maybe to clear the north part first.
Okay.
And then kind of work clockwise around. So if we go kind of look up in this north area, what do we see?
How far north are you?
Right to that edge right there.
I'm right behind him.
You don't see much from that edge. You see a turn.
A turn?
Corridor.
Hey, I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to take a piss in the corner here.
Don't get it on your bear rug.
I'll go up to the turn in the corner and bear rug. Peek around.
See much of the moon. Pretty much the same.
All right, then I'll move over to here. Hey, what's that?
Stairs.
You see stairs and from the natural cavern to more of a worked surface.
So it looks like we're going back to where we started. If you pan to the left,
see. Zoom out.
There's stairs here, and there's like a like corridor.
So where was that barrier at? It was down that hall.
Yeah.
Oh, there's like little spiders.
So we're back in the room with the braziers.
Okay. So then if we move back to the... Is there anything worth investigating over here, DM?
Over here, meaning...
The stairs or anything.
You know, yeah.
No, you, just for sake of time, you work your way down the hallway. You careful, you check it out. You run into that wall of force you felt earlier.
Aha.
From the other side.
So the question is, this area is all watery. The area in the north is a fire. There's a barrier over here. Basically, we should all be considering the fact that for some reason there's all these containment fields that want to contain something, and we should be prepared for that.
Whatever.
Yeah, you should heal me more, guys.
Hey, how much are you down?
Your ass in the cart. Go ask.
I gave you 8 points.
You've got hit points, right?
Yeah, 8 hit points, but I lost more than that.
Oh, you did? How much do you need?
A lot.
Well, define a lot.
Like 18 more.
Okay, well, hang out. Let's
see. You guys want a 5-minute break?
No.
Never.
I mean, just like a little massage or something.
All right.
Okay, did you see the... you got some hit points there.
Yes, 10 to heal the target.
All right, so I've got to check that off.
So is that plus 10?
Yes, you get 10 hit points.
Okay, so the dwarf can see.
What happens?
That's what you've got right now. You've got...
I don't see anything in there.
Two directions you've been, a kind of a dead end, and then a direction you have not been. The water is getting deeper. You're almost knee deep.
Yeah. Search the dead end for secret doors.
Hey, does my bear rug smell, guys?
Yes.
I don't think it's the rug.
You know what? That's kind of true.
Do you mean your hairpiece? What do you mean?
Yeah, we noticed.
Donald Wood.
If we search the dead end area, anything?
Nothing.
Okay. Then I guess we're going to move on to the south, as the Jeffersons used to say.
All right.
I thought that was the east side.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
All right, you've got the hallway narrows. Like I said, you're about knee-deep in the water, further into the cavern.
Okay. If we move to the side here and peer into this area, what do we see?
Not much more. Hmm. You see... some kind of ore.
Mithril?
No, mithril here. There's a kind of a giving off a light, lighting up the cavern a little bit.
Is that what those crystalline things are down in the southwest
that's
there?
That's exactly what those are. You've got some kind of sprouts of clusters of multicolored ore glowing on every surface. The ore lends light to the cavern. As far as you can see, there are carts sitting idle, tools laying here and there, and the water is about waist high.
I say we work our way over to the southwestern portion of the map and explore that.
All right, fine, because you're the boss.
I mean,
actually, Tony Danza was the boss.
Talos the Mighty! Talos the Unerring!
Hey, I see shinier stuff. I see some gold.
Lots of shinies. Everything's pretty much the same as that description. You're waist high in the water, and you see all kinds of different precious metal ore and
precious
gemstone.
Is that mushrooms?
Growths.
Cold water. Just gonna say that.
Yeah, I know it's cold. Is there mushrooms here? Is that mushrooms?
There are no mushrooms.
What is that gold? Is that just gold?
Just gold.
Wow.
Gold.
But of course, it's in a vein, and it would have to be mined, right?
Exactly.
And that would take forever, and none of us are miners.
No. So you...
The dwarf is a miner. Hey, dwarf.
You spend about a half hour, an hour of time, and looking around.
Wandering around.
Nothing. Hey, dwarf. Kind of sticks out. No, if this is a mine.
Okay.
Wait a second.
All right, then. What did you want to say, Forbes?
I want to say the dwarf has had worked in a mine, right, dwarf?
Well, I passed by one once. It's
kind of racist.
No, well, yeah.
They all look alike to him.
Yeah.
Hey, wait, he's worked in a mine before. Hey, dwarf, start mining. Come on.
Sure. Okay, well then, if there really is nothing in this area,
if we go and explore back, if we go back to that central sort of intersection.
Oh, what about this side?
Wait, whoa, 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 wait. I see something, guys. I see something. There's a cart over here, and it looks like it has gold pieces in the cart. I'm going towards it.
Pyrite.
Wait, can I take this stuff off the cart?
Sure.
It's fool's gold.
Yeah. It's, yeah. Some
now more than ever.
150 gold pieces worth of gems you uncovered in the cart. What's your armor class, Forbes?
Okay.
Arson? Does a 19 beat your armor class?
Yes, it beats it.
It's 15. What? What?
The cart attacks you for 78 damage.
And all the fighters are, like, way far away.
I get tetanus off the cart?
If you're lucky.
This giant centipede-like creature jumps out from a crack in the wall, shoots out, and attaches tentacles to your face.
Oh!
To your face.
Oh, I tell you.
Okay, upside, his mouth's covered up.
8 points of damage. And roll a fortitude check. This should take a while.
Roll a fortitude check.
Do you hear something back there, Gonsalvo?
What, my friend?
I feel like I heard whining and then it just got muffled.
And you're complaining?
It is a sinner repenting his folly.
Where the tentacles hit, they leave you burning, red, rashed.
Yeah, that's going to leave a mark, my friend. You're going to be horribly disfigured.
The tentacles pull back, and the giant centipede recesses back into the hole and leaves you kind of wondering what the heck just happened.
Nice.
But you have 100 and what worth of gems?
150.
150.
Oh, I got gems.
Yeah, I think your healing will cost about 200, so you're pretty close.
Whatever, guys. I got gems. You guys need to go do nothing.
We will continue to explore this passage over here.
That.
Okay.
Here's your mushrooms.
It's not mushroom in here.
It's not a mushroom?
Sorry, time out for a second. If I write this down, do I put down the gems as a separate thing, or do I put them in my gold pieces?
Just write in your gems, write 150 gold pieces worth of gems. Gems are lighter than gold, so it works out better.
The water on the ground is not as deep here, maybe up to your ankles. An alien-like spongy mass, a skin, covers the top of the water, and dark green plants sporadically sprout up through the blanket of vegetation. Looking ahead, the plant life grows dense, and they seem to appear larger the further they are from you. Yellow pods, the size of your head, swollen from the limbs of the largest plants. Mushrooms, hand-sized caps, to ones spanning giant proportions, sit atop immensely woody stalks. An earthy smell permeates this section of the mines. And chirping and chittering let you know you're not alone. So we can say that this is the umami part of the dungeon, right? That's a chef joke. Ha ha!
Hey!
What happened?
You see, you look through the... across the fauna, and you see centipedes kind of crawling across plant life. You see beetles scurrying. You see... subterranean insects flittering and fluttering from plant to plant. It's almost as if this was the dwarven garden.
Yeah, but our ranger is our best bet here.
Yeah.
I can do a nature check just to see if anything's good to eat, you know?
Yeah, my knowledge of engineering doesn't tell us anything.
So I will do a nature, look around and do a nature check. I lost my sheet.
I think what I'd like to do to suggest the ranger is I'd like to find a way forward with, you know, not encountering a lot of flora and fauna because we could get poisoned or hurt.
I get a 22 for my nature check.
Have our face ripped off by a giant centipede.
any of those mushrooms going to restore my strength?
You're more worried. Miramon's kind of a little confused by the flora growing on the ground. But you, Barbosa, are definitely concerned about the swollen yellow pods hanging from the plants.
Yeah, those pods, they remind me of something. I think they have maybe like a poison inside them. Or if they burst, they can do some damage. So, like, yeah, don't touch them.
It could burst, and it's like, you know what? I got slapped by a centipede earlier, guys. This is no joke.
So just be careful. These aren't friendly plants.
Are those just the ones that are to the south of us?
Those are... there are pods to the south of you, yeah.
But they're the yellow pods with the spongy stuff. They're all to the east there, right? They're all over the place.
No. The yellow pods are as far as you can see to the south. And okay. See some of them to the east.
East.
They're everywhere.
Like that.
We do need to search this area just because we need to find that key.
Why did they put it here?
Maybe the guy who had the key wandered in here and got done to death by some mushrooms.
Oh, yeah.
He could have been slapped by a centipede. That's no joke.
Well, I suggest to stay away from the large group to the south, and let's kind of try not to touch the others as we walk through.
Oh, well, I looked at...
Looking down the way here, there's not a whole lot to walk through, too. I mean, we can go in there and search the water, the pool, if you want to, but it's the end of the cavern.
But then the south isn't the end.
Right.
And how far to the south do those mushroom pods go?
That's a good question.
Can we burn them?
I can shoot a fire arrow toward them and see what happens.
I can toss a torch.
Yeah, you guys, yeah, do that.
Yeah, here, go ahead.
Yeah. All right, I'll... that one probably went awry. There, that one hit.
Okay. Farson was tossing a torch, so to speak.
Yeah, to be closer than that.
Okay, so you you shoot an arrow in, a flaming arrow in, and you actually clip a pod. A pod bursts open, and as the flame kind of engulfs the spores as they burst into the air, and you see them. Cinders falling to the ground, falling into the water and sizzling out.
Cinders.
Cinders.
Ashes.
Ashes. I'm not a writer.
Yeah, what's
so I wonder if that's from my arrow or is that from just the. I mean, is that pieces of the mushroom that's.
Your arrow ignited the spores.
Okay.
Can we. Is there a path through these spores to go farther south?
You can continue further south, but you don't know how many spores you can encounter. They're here and there.
Yeah.
Do we have anything that can kind of scatter through and kind of set them off before we go through?
You have an elf.
Guys, my allergies are really acting up.
Let's try to take out as many pods as we can and move forward.
I think exploding the pods might be what you want to avoid.
You think exploding the pods would be bad?
I think if we can walk past the pods without bursting them would be better.
Okay.
Just a thought.
All right.
Would the elf in her
why is it always the elf?
Rangery ways consider going and taking a look south?
Yeah, yeah, I will try and make my way without touching mushrooms. Try and see how far I can go down and see.
The elf's going down.
It's a dwarf's dream. Roll a dex check minus two.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Alright, let's see.
So basically roll a d20 with a plus two. Because you're normally plus four.
Don't mess this up for us.
So 17.
You bob your way through and you find a clear path. Through
to a magic garden.
Oh my god.
fungus and the flora and fauna yard here in the garden.
Oh, my allergies are killing me, guys.
All right, follow my path through.
Farzan has dies, but it's not from the plants.
Okay, so do we just make it because we're following her footsteps?
Down to the as far as you can see
through the minefield.
Yes. Hey, one of us should try to eat one of the mushrooms.
You go ahead.
I knew that was gonna come up.
Oh no no no! I've been down that. That's a dark road. But I'm just saying that you guys. Come on.
All right, we're working our way around.
What do we see now, Dungeon Master?
More cavern. The water's getting deep again.
Why does the water keep getting
wasn't
deeper?
Already waist deep?
Somebody roll a. It was waist deep. It got a little shallower around the plant area, and then.
Oh, my boots are ruined, deep. Guys.
But somebody roll a D100 for me.
All right, I'll roll.
I've got it.
I know. I got bam. Or did.
Forbes rolls an 85. Oh, Nick rolled a 35. Let's go with Forbes.
That's right. How you cheat.
Forbes is the. What did we get? 85?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Called it first. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, everyone.
You work your way through the cavern. Silence. Quiet. No sounds. Nothing. No creatures
that we can see or hear.
You can see.
Gold. There's gold.
Hey, dwarf, start mining.
A quick inspection of that northern chamber. Anything?
Roll a D100.
You got it. Mm-hmm. 46.
Oh, another 46.
Centipedes.
A random magical artifact.
Inside the centipede.
Excalibur.
I lost my D10. There it is.
Okay. Now snicker.
Alrighty.
Evilly.
You see something shambling towards Barbossa out of the dark.
Oh, ahead of us. Not up in the northern cavern.
No, not in the northern
cavern. It's shambling out of the dark.
Barbossa's not in the northern cavern.
No, he's not, but...
But so that's what happened.
I'm in the northern cavern up here.
All right, I'm going to take out my axe and do a cool twist, like a little twirl with it.
Oh, yeah, well, around the wrist?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
And then, like, a catchphrase that we would use in the movie trailer.
You suck!
That's your catchphrase.
That's it. You suck.
Now let me click on it. All right.
If I get killed, I'm going to play a barbarian. I'm going to play Arnold. And I'm going to do his voice all the time.
I thought about making that creative choice.
So what do we see?
I think yours is better. Yours is more clever. But I just like talking like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You see a...
It's a Vifon.
I don't know if you remember back when you were in the room where Anju fell.
Mm-hmm.
Through down the...
that's one of my best memories.
Kind of, half mechanical...
Golem.
Half human dwarf.
Yes.
You see something very similar coming out of the shadows towards you, strolling. Oh,
those were hard. Those were hard, and I'm weak.
Is it coming towards us with intent to murder?
It's meandering towards you. There's no intent.
I forget, are they sort of conscious or unconscious? Are they zombie-like or?
They're zombie-like.
Okay.
Let's just see what he does.
Hey, Miriam, shoot it. Let's just shoot it.
All right. I stand behind the dwarf and I shoot at the golem.
Oh, these one.
Always with the human shields.
Hey! There's no reason for insults.
Oh, my. Oh.
Shoots a dwarf in the back of the head. Sorry about that. And it's 17. With, I use a flaming arrow.
Getting the dwarf back.
I'm on fire!
Okay, so your first one flies wide, shoots.
Well, that's pretty good for one.
Hits the wall behind him. Yeah, well. That's the thing. So the other hits him in the arm, and it looks like it hits him in the more of the mechanical part of his arm, and he looks at it, grabs it, pulls it out, throws it to the ground, sizzle in the water, and he's intent now, looking towards you.
See, now we just attracted him. Forbes, that's why I have a human shield.
Forbes, use your crossbow, your magic crossbow.
Yeah, and then we'll all get attacks of opportunity while he walks past us to kill them.
Yeah. By the way, can I try to make peace with him?
A little late now.
Are you in Eastern Europe? What the hell?
Do we understand his language? Can I say Timba, his arms wide?
You're talking in every language you know, and it's not even...
Darmok and Jalada Tangara?
Tanagra.
It's not showing any changes. It's heading.
The wall fell.
It's beelining towards the barbarian. Roll initiative.
Roll initiative, everyone. Roll initiative.
All right.
Hey, I rolled a one.
All right.
Two.
Ah, right? Damn. Hey, by the way, I was trying to make peace with this guy, and you guys were just, like, shooting the arrows at him, so good job there, Chief. Nice job there, Diplomacy.
My pleasure.
Is that everyone roll?
I think we are. Yeah. We're all rolled.
Mm-hmm. Barbosa, you were first.
Yeah,
Who decides to put the chip?
I'm going to defer, wait for him to come to us.
Okay, he's coming.
He's holding his action in one hand.
Oh, well, I didn't shoot at you.
Gonsalvo, he came closer to the barbarian. There's no fear in his eyes, anything. He's just heading towards the barbarian.
Mm. Is the golem undead?
No.
Okay.
It's a construct.
When it enters our reign of influence, I'm going to whack it with my greatsword.
All right, you need to move towards it.
I have moved towards it.
Okay, move towards it.
Move towards it.
Move further towards it.
Go kill the doomsday thing.
Well, I want it to enter my
actually
range.
Towards it. It's not entering yet.
Yeah, I'm gonna wait for it to come in. And
okay,
then
so you're gonna pull.
Yeah.
Farson, Windhoek.
All right. I'm gonna use my crossbow that I just acquired in the previous part of our adventure, and I'm going to use that. So I'm gonna roll.
D20 plus your dex is plus 3. So.
All right. D20 plus 3, all right. Don't yell at me.
Watch.
3. All right. Rolling.
Whoa!
Oh!
Natural 20!
You crank your crossbow, you got the crossbow bolt in there, you shoot. Yeah, your aim is true, it shoots, and it blows the... dwarven cyborg's head right off its shoulders and it slumps to the ground.
Shaka when the walls fell, bitch! Alright, thank you. You're all welcome again, but you guys won't say anything. You know, Gonsalvo goes very as a werewolf, you guys won't stop talking about it.
Nice job.
Nice job, Forson. We'll search the golem's body.
So roll a percentile.
I'd love to.
35.
You find nothing of interest.
All right. Then we will move on in the direction where it came from.
It could be others. All right, whatever.
Well, yeah, but we got to keep going. That's what dungeons are for.
Mm-hmm. I thought we could just go back to the goat village and hang out for a while. We can just end this.
You are now in another massive, obviously one of their main chambers of mining.
Okay, we just see more gold in the veins and...
More gold rocks. In the veins, more gems.
Rocks laying around.
Same as what you saw before, same as what you saw through the whole...
Got ice in my veins.
There we go. I see my veins.
That's the syphilis working.
Okay, so Barbossa went to the north, at least of the map, and I saw Farson was at the south of the map. You found exits to the cavern, as far as you can see.
One to the north and one to the south?
One to the north and one to the southeast.
Oh, yoink, guys! I mean, there's a cart there.
We'll search the southeast down there.
Roll D100.
Alrighty.
Salvo the Paladin rolls a 64 and a 35. No, that's the previous roll. A 64.
Hey, wait, I got a cart here.
1d6.
1d6?
1d6.
I have no knowledge of what a d6 is.
Oh, that's the important die.
Two.
You find a cart loaded with about 200 gold pieces worth of gems.
Duck, there's a centipede!
Of gems.
200 pieces worth of gems.
200 gold pieces
worth of gems. Is it easy? Like, is it? Are they in a sack?
They're in the back of a cart. They're all loose. They've been farmed.
Uh-huh. Any centipedes, crevices, or anything that can get me? Any traps?
Crevices here and there. Nothing seems to stick out. Nothing seems to.
Then I'm going to scoop up these gems.
Scoop up the gems.
Wait, is that the cart I'm next to? Hey, wait a second.
I don't know. Where is he?
No, he's just imagining a cart. Playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Wait, I'm next to the cart. Can I roll to see what I get? My goodies?
Roll D100.
Alright, we're going to roll D100. Rolling D100.
Ah, 16.
You find an empty cart.
I want to investigate this area down here with all the colors.
By the way, oh, okay, Gonzalo just imagines a freaking cart. You get like 2,000.
You find like almost like buds, almost premature little buds of gems. Like they're just starting to grow.
Oh, God.
Yeah, like little baby gems. Round of face, small of stature.
And then we see an exit leading to the south, due east.
Leading to the southeast. There was also an exit leading to the north.
Let's go to the east and check that out.
Okay, you uncover a pretty straight tunnel. Natural, unworked cavern, pretty much the same that you've seen.
And I'm just going to say, as we're going along here, I'm regularly scanning above us with my dwarven eyes.
You're in a low tunnel. The ceiling is not much higher than a human. You are not into any crevices or any breaks in the ceiling.
Then we will explore the tunnel until we meet something or find its end.
You keep exploring the tunnel.
Yes.
Oh, no. There it is. Okay, so you explore the tunnel, keep moving forward. You encounter nothing substantial. Here and there, little clusters of gems. No critters worthwhile. Taking time to...
Everything smells like poopy in here.
To do anything about, you turn a corner and you see...
Zoinks.
Carefully checking the corner, you see...
a black dragon.
Tails and chairs and basically destroyed furniture.
God. Welcome to my house.
Yeah, how did we get to Farson's house? Wow.
So is this some sort of living chambers?
I'll read this one.
Miner's Roost. Go ahead, Chris Porto.
All right. Tables, chairs, a desk or two, and a dusty bar occupy this long, vacant resting area. The Miner's Roost. Brittle dwarven bones scatter the room. No rhyme or reason to their chaotic orientation.
There's no rhyme or reason to this orientation, guys.
It's chaotic.
Well, this is like their break room.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like it's a break room.
You're in the midst of what could have been an inn, what could have been a common room, basically where the miners went to work off the day.
Okay. Any ale left?
There is ale.
Is it stale ale?
Behind the bar.
Oh, sweet.
Roll,
that's where they keep the good stuff.
A listen check for me. Everybody roll a listen check for me.
Everybody roll a listen check. Because listening is good to your elders.
Oh, I'm scared now.
Alright, roll a listen check. Hey guys, I'm listening.
I have it. Plus +4 to my listen check.
I can't hear nothing.
And I roll a lot. I roll a 22, DM, Dungeon Master.
All right. Civil War.
I'm keeping an eye on all these bones and everything like that, too. As everybody goes bar happy, the paladin's going to... he's going to stand watch. He senses there's something about to happen.
There's something going on. Something happened in here a long time ago. Is what he can figure. Yes, something potentially could happen. Whatever scattered those bones could still be around.
Bar, yeah.
Miramar, you definitely feel that something is right. Gonsalvo.
Something is right?
Something isn't right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Are you right about all these dead dwarves?
Are you Snowdang, DM? Go ahead. Paladin, yes.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it. Hold on.
Can I get some of the ale?
You need to teach your kids to be your assistant dungeon masters.
I know. I need to make them work.
All right. Who's going to read?
I think Allison should.
Oh, hell. Put me in the spot. You see a creature shamble in the darkness behind the bar, knocking bottles and glasses off the granite slab with its unsteady sauntering. It hears you and turns. A dwarf meets machine. Not unlike the one you encountered before. A fire burns in its mechanical left eye, mechanical plates riveted to its ashen flesh. You see a large key hanging from its leather belt.
Huzzah! It's the Locutus of Dwarves.
I was just going to say, it's a dwarven boar.
The Locutus of Dwarves. I got that reference.
So it's cool. We found where the key is, but I'm pretty sure this guy's not going to give it up.
That's okay.
We'll have to take it from him.
Well, just shoot him in the head, right?
So he's behind the bar.
Aim an arrow at the eye.
Yeah.
Why are we just automatically deciding to kill it? Can we reason with it?
You already killed the last one.
Reasoning is irrelevant.
Yeah.
Darmok and Jalad at the ocean. Let's talk to him.
Do we see the figurine of where this thing is at, Dungeon Master?
Yeah, there's a lot of darkness here.
There's darkness.
What the hell is this?
I'm sorry, there were children. Needed attention. Okay, so you turn around and you Gonsalvo. You see in the dark towards the north of the cavern. You see this orb. Basically what you've seen before twice. Mm-hmm. This construct.
Mm-hmm.
Of a dwarf and metal and leather all fashioned together.
Yeah, but the key that we want.
The key that you wanted was the Forge Master's key.
And he's probably...
And he is the Forge Master, according to your handout. Why does he keep coming back?
Yeah, why does he? do we see a representation of him on the map?
I'm working on that.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, Forge Master, hand over that key, huh? We want it.
Forge Master is now DM.
Oh my god.
Hey, look, I'm going to say something here. Why are you guys always trying to shoot people? What's
I just
wrong
told
with
the
people?
Forge Master to give us the key. He didn't answer.
Play him a song, Forbes, and then when he attacks you, we can get him.
Yeah, I want to point something out to you, Forbes, about Dungeons & Dragons. It really should be called Murder Hobos. Because that's what you do in this game. You go, like, you know, I mean, I won't. You go into places where people, you know, have stuff and they have different agendas and ideas and worldviews and outlooks and philosophies.
And you
kill them and you take their stuff.
Yeah.
And this is not an alignment thing. You don't have to justify it in any way, shape, or form. It's just this is what history, you know, this is what people have done to each other throughout history. We can give you this reason, like, those people are bad. But, you know, in essence, most adventurers are just murder hobos.
So basically all we're doing is that we're just basically the Manson family breaking into people's places and then killing them for the keys?
Well, I mean, we're here to get the key to repair the portal to go and attack the source of evil that's ruining the world. So there's a justification.
Okay, I'll tell you what. For Forbes' sake, I'll say that in the ancient dwarven I learned up top. That we're here, we need your help, we're trying to stop an ancient evil from coming into this world, and we need a key that you have. And see what he says.
You just want to set up camp here? Or?
You start that druggy crap on me,
Is somebody trying to talk
out of here in 2 seconds?
Yes. Once Dr. Phil finishes, Thorsten Hammerfist is going to try to explain why the Forge Master should give us a key.
Yep. In ancient dwarven.
Xanax, Vicodin, Oxycontin, Adderall, Cinnamon, Speed.
Okay.
So roll a. Do you have a language skill?
I'm sure I do. Hang on.
Somebody.
Let's see.
I know that you're a drunk.
I don't specifically have. Well, I
language four. Remember, and you know dwarven in general, so.
Well, and I used the ancient dwarven before when we were talking to the construct,
right.
AKA David Gatewood. So, I don't have a language skill per se. No.
I'm just going to give you my opinion. Do you want my opinion?
Nope.
Oh.
Going to have the Mexican mafia kill you?
Oh. Okay, that's a charisma roll.
All right.
So, I don't know if that's going to help. But.
We'll go with charisma. 16. No, that's pretty good. The Forge Master kind of stops and listens. You can see he's obviously intent on what you're saying and is confused.
Weapons check. Does he have any weapons? Any tools? Any rods?
He has a battle axe hanging from his
head. He has a battle axe.
Never mind. What's his mother-in-law doing there? Never mind.
Ha ha!
But he is standing there stalled right now, staring at Force and Wind.
Okay, so I'll advance a little closer and repeat what I said. Now that I've gained his attention, he's not charging, so we'll go with
roll
that.
Roll a charisma check plus two.
Charisma check plus two. Hang on. Crap.
You're doing drugs.
Character keeps going away. Add two to that. 14.
What are you specifically asking him for?
So what I'm saying is, we've convinced your colleague up top who was guarding the entrance to Baldurok, all, you know, the whole thing, that we are here on a holy mission, and our holy mission is to stop an ancient evil from penetrating into this world through the bowels of Baldurok, and we need your key to help us in that quest. Yada yada yada.
But if we get into another one of these yelling things, I'm done. I'm sorry, and that's just it. I ain't gonna do it.
Higher, better. Roll D100.
Me? Okay.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Come on, calm him down. We got a construct here.
72. Yeah.
Two. He reaches to his belt and unclips the belt and holds it out towards you.
He just take off his pants?
Hey, Otter, come get this belt.
All right.
No,
hey, listen, because I'm the one who actually is peaceful about this crap, and you guys are all just murder hobos.
I just talked us out of a fight.
Hey, whatever, man. They have this poor whatever this is. Hey, buddy, give me your belt.
All right, who's taking the key?
I'll take the key.
Take the key. I got the key. I'm already there.
Both of you roll a dexterity check.
I sense.
Well, he's gonna win that.
I sense something so bad about to happen.
Oh yeah.
Hopefully, it'll happen.
Whatever, yeah. Guys. You guys are always
he's gonna get the key, man. I ain't got nothing for dex.
Oh. As Thor's.
So how badly does he hit the bar?
All of his work and all of his time put into getting this construct to get to one.
Screw you, Bard.
He reaches out to grab the key, and the construct turns and hands the key to Farson Windhoek.
Yeah, screw you, Bard.
I don't care about that.
I don't
care. Bad Thor.
Yeah. And then what does the construct do?
Roller percent.
Absolute crawling down.
Is he reaching for his battle axe?
Roller percentile.
I'm going to DM.
Back up, DM. 12.
He's pulling his battle axe out.
Son of a.
Ah!
I'll give you the key and then I'll kill you.
Well, maybe he's going to give that to me.
Why would he give me the key in the first place? This is a disturbing universe.
Roll yes. To do.
What are we doing? Rolling initiative?
I'm going to detect evil on the Forge Master.
There's no evil on the Forge Master.
I'm going to pull my greatsword
in
advance.
No evil on the Forge Master,
but the Forge Master kind of places himself in front of the bard.
Well, that's nice of you.
I'll just stand back over here.
Places
go ahead.
Himself in front.
We offer the bard as a sacrifice for the privilege of taking the key.
Hey, Farson, tell the Forge Master to sheathe his battle axe.
I know that you're a whore.
He doesn't know ancient dwarven. Why would he listen to him?
I wonder if he can control him.
Maybe I can control him because I have the key now, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe so.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, sheathe your thing.
Sheathe your blade, lad, if you know what I mean.
Roll of charisma.
I got the key here, pal.
Roll a charisma check. Him? Farson, yeah. Roll a charisma check.
Forbes.
Okay. Well,
this should be easy. All right. Bard.
It's
got Chris. Farson.
Yeah, but it's Farson. It's Farson.
Exactly. Charisma check minus 6. 8! Oh,
so that's like a 2.
The half iron golem, half dwarf, turns to Farson Windhoek, looks in questioningly, reaches out for the key, grabs it back.
Idiot!
And swings his axe.
What?
Nice. If you just stayed over and played with your loot in the corner like usual.
Way to lose the key.
Yeah, nice going there, Bard.
So how good looking are you?
That's 27 hit.
Oh, that could be a crit.
When the DM has a sense of humor. Does 27 hit, guys? Does anybody have an AC that can stand up to this awesome roll? Didn't think so.
Damn it!
Let me pick up some damage dice.
Okay, I don't think that's a crit. It's a great axe.
I'm damaged, Forbes.
Is that a great axe?
That is a battle axe.
Battle axe. Let me make sure.
Battle axe.
You might have critted him.
What's your hit points for him?
Let me see. What the hell is my hit points?
Damn it. No, it's fine.
Can I ask the dwarf cleric what the word for halt is?
It's halt.
And once he tells me that, using my
charisma bonus.
Okay, so I lost 9 hit points. So again, it's like from 23. It's a yeah. Okay.
Ouch. Okay, so Gonsalvo yells at the dwarf, asking for...
Using my diplomacy of +3 and charisma, whichever one works.
Basically a linguistics lesson.
Yes.
And the construct slices through Farce and Windhoek.
Nice.
Sending his knees, blood pooling.
Damn it!
And that is the end of the game.
Oh!
Be very careful talking to me.
That's the Forge Master talking.
Yes, that is the end of the session.
That's the end of the game. That's it.
Game over, man!
I quit.
Game over, man!
Ah! The Forge Master, you got me. Doug got me good.
So much for diplomacy.
Yeah, we'd have had that key, we'd have been moving on, but no.
But what the hell, man? Why didn't you even hand me the key in the first place?
He just wanted to punk you.
Get you within striking distance.
Well, again, you guys are going to have to go fight him out because I'm like bleeding out on the floor here.
But you got a nice rug around your shoulder.
Yeah, maybe I'll use a bear rug to staunch the blood flow. That's a good way to end the game. Just me rolling over with a bear rug going, oh, God.
It hurts.
That yelling sound you heard is me.
Did you cut it? Did the golem cut him in half?
No, the golem just lended him a pretty severe wound.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, when I heard slice through, I was like, uh-oh.
I know, that was like, all right, nice job.
The bard is no longer sentenced.
Michael Bunker will now have to make his Amish fighter. I don't think an Amish could play a fighter. He would have to play like...
He would play an Amish golem named Frank.
Yeah, he could do that. All right, well, hey, guys, that was fun.
That's good, guys. Thank you.
All right, man. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cliffhanger. Yeah. Cliffhanger.
So, the party engaged the horse spiders, found and looted a corpse wrapped in a cocoon, and took a shortcut to mushrooms. Farson proved himself useful for once by felling a golem with his crossbow.
Twang!
Spang! And Thorson had talked the Borg Dwarf Forge Master into voluntarily handing over the key to the next level, when Farson, full of himself from dispatching that golem, tried to snatch the key and ended up bleeding out on the dungeon floor for his trouble. As lovely a portrait as that is, I suppose we could use a hearty campfire song now and then. So tune in next time to find out if he makes it through. I'm Chris Porteau, author of The Serenity Strain, Ironheart. Our executive producer is Jason Ansbach, author of Till Death. Kevin G. Summers, author of The Bleak December, and who sometimes plays the enigmatic half-elf thief, Rook, designed our epic logo. You can pick it up on hoodies and shirts over in our Green Dragon Loot Shop. The shop's logo was created by the lovely and talented Guinevere Boar, our DM's spousal unit. Go check out the loot shop, our bios, and more over at oldschooldnd.com. That's OldSchooldn, as in Nancy, D.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.